The march or marchlands is the term given to an area of land which lies between the borders of two distinct territories, especially England and Wales or England and Scotland. In the Welsh context, the march was the name given to the regions of Wales under Anglo-Norman control, from the border counties of Shropshire and Herefordshire, where the borders were fluid and fluctuating, and across Wales itself, particularly South and South West Wales. The lords who controlled these lands did so by right of conquest, and since the lands had not belonged to the King of England, to whom these lords had sworn fealty, the King's writ did not run in them. This meant that these lordships operated on a mix of Norman, English and Welsh law, depending on the demography of settlers and locals. When thinking about the concept of Welsh identity in the Middle Ages, you cannot divorce it from the newly developing constructs of marcher identities. And I use the plural carefully, as the idea that there was a single identity is a debatable one. Yet it was also more complex than this. Marcher policy seems to have been one of accommodation rather than continuous confrontation, although policies were swift to change, depending on political climate. Power vacuums caused by the deaths of strong rulers created scrambles for power and opportunistic land grabs that resulted in raids, counter-raids, and could descend into all-out private war. This was not only between the Welsh and the marchers, but between the marcher lords themselves. Welsh princes behaved in much the same fashion, and so military might was always a key factor of control and authority. The concept of intermarcher conflict is one which sheds a great deal of light on questions such as marcher identity, and the way these lords interacted with one another is a good indicator that the march was by no means a homogeneous zone, much as Wales itself was not a homogeneous politically united nation. Ethnicity was by no means a marker of unity, nor a valid reason for it.